In 1977, the United Nations General Assembly voted that each year an International Day of Solidarity with Palestine would be observed at the World Body. The day was set to commemorate when the United Nations passed the now infamous Resolution 181, partitioning Palestine and creating Israel. The first observance took place in 1978. This year, the International Committee for the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People observed the day by showing a film. Later in the day, a concert featuring two well-known Palestinian musicians was held in the Ecological and Social Council Hall. At the General Assembly, Ghulam Hossein Degani, permanent deputy representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran, spoke on behalf of the non-aligned movement.
On this day, the international community reaffirms its continued and unwavering support for and solidarity with the long-suffering people of Palestine in their national struggle to achieve the independence of their state, peace, and justice. NAM pays tribute to the resilience of the Palestinian people in their pursuit of their legitimate national aspirations, which they have been for too long unjustly denied.
Degani described how the Palestinian people continue to suffer and called for an end to Israel's criminal policies.
In this regard, NAM calls for a complete end to all Israeli settlement activities, the construction of the wall, home demolitions, residency revocations, excavations, including near Al-Haram al-Sharif, Nobel Sanctuary, and closure of Palestinian institutions in the city.
Throughout the day, countless participants in the observance condemned Israel's crimes and called on people around the world to stand with Palestine. This is the 35th time this International Day of Solidarity has been commemorated at the United Nations. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.